talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Fall Home Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
Jenny grew up wild like a Blackfoot daisy, out in the shack with a blue tick hound. Broke as hell, but blessed with beauty, the kind that a rich man can't turn down. She caught the eye of an oil man dancing one summer night in a dime store dress. She had the looks, he had the mansion, and you can figure out the rest.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was Carrie Underwood with Church Bells, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Ebony Ellis. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also published Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Design's Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens every January, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which is coming up August 27th through the 29th at the North Charleston Convention Center. And we also organize the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, which is going to be happening this fall of 2021. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking to Greg Hoffman with Universal Marble and Granite. Also, Seth Newman with Port City Elevator. And finally, Richard Cuevas with Flooring Factory. And Flooring Factory has a brand new showroom that's opening up very, very soon in Mount Pleasant that you're going to definitely want to check out. But joining us now is special guest, managing editor of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, Allie Stanky. How are you doing, Allie?
Good. How are you, Tim?
Good, thank you. So this is an exciting time for Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Our brand new spring 2021 issue is out. And talk about who's on the cover, Allie.
Yes, we have Mary Welch Fox Stasek. She is the host of one of HGTV's new shows that's airing later this year called Breaking Bland. And she's got a super cool rock star, eclectic, modern house on Isle of Palms that she shares with her husband, Ryan, who's the bassist for the rock band Umphrey's McGee, and their two little girls.
Cool. Okay. So Breaking Bland is the new show on HGTV, and I don't think it has premiered yet, has it?
Not yet. They're waiting until later this year. We don't have an official date yet, but gotcha. Keep an eye out for it.
Right, but it never ceases to amaze me how lucky we are to live in Charleston, because for so many reasons, but one of which is we have so many notable people who either move to Charleston, live in Charleston, or in this case, you know, HGTV said, "Hey, you know, who is this really cool interior designer? Let's see about launching a new series on HGTV called Breaking Bland," and that's sort of a takeoff of the Breaking Bad series that everyone's familiar with.
I'm not 100% sure. I know HGTV came up with the name and it went through a couple different changes and stuff, but Mary Welch and her design very much wants to kind of encourage people to get away from the traditional and kind of take chances and take risks on their design. So that's kind of how they came up with that.
Right, right. Well, that's my theory, at least. I'm familiar with Breaking Bad, and Breaking Bland sounds pretty similar. So she has a house on Isle of Palms, and you and the other three photographers here at Charleston Home and Design Magazine went out and photographed her house, and Talk about her house just in general terms.
Yes. Yeah, so she completely renovated the house when she bought it. She liked to call it the Ugly Duckling. She wants to transform those things. So she saw it and decided they had to have it, and underwent, I think it was over a year, close to 2 years of renovations, making sure the house was safe for the kids and getting ready. And a lot of designers always tell me like their house is never finished. And I think she operates the same way. She'll, you know, switch things out every day. But for the most part, we went back yesterday and did an Instagram live. So you guys can check that out on Instagram. But for the most part, everything has stayed the same since we were there. But like I said before, it's very modern, very eclectic. Got some cool rock star touches in honor of Ryan, and Mary Welch actually had a career in music as well. So very cool place to see.
Yeah, and I think it's nice for every now and then for us to have a house on the cover that is maybe a little more on the average side. I think when they bought it, at least it was on the average side, and she said it wasn't that attractive from the exterior, right?
Mm-hmm. She saw it driving down the street. She was familiar in the neighborhood driving around and saw it and was like, this is hideous. I have to have it.
Uh-huh. Well, that's cool. So we've got Mary Welch Fox Stasik of HGTV's Breaking Bland on the cover of the spring issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine. And talk about our big bathroom feature. This our spring issue, we always have our annual bathroom feature. Talk about that a little bit.
Yes, so we work with all local contractors, like you mentioned, too. And they get in touch with us about what projects they have. All throughout Charleston, you've got these crazy massive bathrooms with double vanities and double showers and all this fun stuff. You've got some cute little powder rooms and all kinds of fun stuff. And then part of that as well was our hotel bathroom feature. And we sent the photographers to 7 local hotels to help kind of recreate that ambience in your own home. So we also worked with other people to find products, similar products, like I said, so you can recreate that look in your own home and have that nice, relaxing spa ambiance.
Yeah, this is about the third or fourth time that we've revisited the same theme of visiting local hotels. And most people have experienced this where you're on vacation, you're staying at this really killer hotel, and you look at the bathroom and you go, wow, I'd love to have this bathroom in my own home. And so we've had so many new hotels coming on board here in the Charleston area that has allowed us to do this like for the fourth time or so, the same kind of feature where we've gone back to, you said 7 different hotels, 7 new hotels, like the Hotel Bennett. Last time we did this feature, Hotel Bennett wasn't quite ready. And so we were able to get in there this time, and all we've never repeated the hotels that we've gone to, which is pretty cool. And we go into the hotels, we photograph the bathrooms, and then we visit some of the different plumbing fixture companies and cabinet companies and tile companies throughout the local area. And we say, if you like this, the look of this bathroom that was in this hotel, here's where you can go to find the same fixtures and tile, mm-hmm. and lighting and so forth. And so it's kind of, if you like the look, then here you have permission to steal it, right?
Yep. Great inspiration.
Great inspiration, exactly. And then we, after that, we shift gears to several different, 73 or so different local bathroom projects that have been performed over the past year or so. And this is where we are able to really focus in on new construction bathrooms, remodeled bathrooms, and really get to showcase the contractors that were responsible for the work. And the great thing is, you see all the different contractors. You can pick up the phone and call those contractors and say, "Hey, I saw you on page 174. Can we talk about you remodeling my bathroom?" Right.
Mm-hmm. So sure, all can. There's all some the very cool stuff in this one, something very different than we've seen before.
And all of the, you know, all of the contractors, all the projects are local, which is great because, you know, people are always looking on Pinterest and other different mm-hmm. platforms for inspiration. And in this case, you can see all these great photos and then also be able to call the local folks to in order to have them do that same kind of a project in your home. But we're out of time, Allie, so appreciate you joining us. And pick up the new issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine at just about any local home-related showroom throughout Charleston. Have a great weekend. And joining us on the phone right now is Greg Hoffman with Universal Marble and Granite. How you doing, Greg?
Very good. Hi, Tim.
Good. Greg, take a moment and tell everybody about Universal Marble and Granite.
So Universal Marble and Granite has been in North Charleston for 19 years. We're a very high-quality supplier of marbles, quartz, granites, quartzites, and dolomites. And we're very fortunate to have won the Charleston Choice Award for the last 5 years in a row. We've been the only fabricator chosen. And as of last week, we got our 95th five-star Google rating. So nobody in North or South Carolina can say that. So we're very proud of that.
Wow. 95 five-star ratings. So how does Universal Marble and Granite manage to get so many five-star ratings?
By pleasing our customers.
Well, expand on that a little bit.
Well, we have the largest selection of products in stock in the Charleston area. I've got 131 different bundles of material right now. We have just an excellent team of hardworking guys and gals that support all of that. We've got great customer service. We feel very great follow-up, and you know, we just like to keep our customers happy and coming back. So we do majority of our stuff is, you know, with residential, but we do a lot of builders, not big in the, we don't do track homes or apartments, that kind of thing. But yeah, we just try and treat our customers the way we'd want to be treated.
Mm-hmm. And when you say like 130 bundles, you're talking about the 130 slabs that that Universal Marble and Granite has on hand at any given time?
Well, there's 131 different materials.
Oh, different. Okay.
Time.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So we literally can have anywhere from, you know, 8 to 10 slabs makes up a bundle. So there's a lot of product here. And then hundreds of remnants. So people come in looking for vanities or small tabletops, etc. We've got hundreds of choices to look at there also.
Gotcha. Well, that's kind of interesting because Universal Marble and Granite, you folks are known as a fabricator. And tell our listeners what a fabricator does.
So basically what we do, we go out and we'll template your bathroom vanity or your kitchen or your outdoor kitchen or your fireplace, whatever your application is. And then we come back and we cut that stone and we polish the edges and fabricate it, and then we bring it in, we install it, and we seal it. That's pretty much our, you know, the total process. We're getting involved in a lot of we do a lot of mitering now. We're doing a lot of mitered islands. They're very popular. We did one recently and done a few waterfronts in Isle of Palms in the last 2 months, but a couple in particular, ones, you know, 15 foot long with a 4-inch miter all the way around, you know, necessitating putting two slabs of material together in the middle, and it just turned out fabulous. Customer had a very hard time finding the seam in the center of that island. We're cutting one today. We're doing a huge island in Isle of Palms in the next couple of days, and a beautiful Borghini silver quartz. And same thing. Some of these islands now are just so huge, you can't get it in one slab. They're monsters. And then a lot of times we have to crane those in. So they're too heavy for the guys to carry.
Sure. Yeah, the reason I wanted to have you tell our listeners about what a fabricator is because that's a little different than what a wholesaler does. And there are several wholesalers in Charleston that sell these slabs. And typically you go to a wholesaler and pick out a slab, or and I might have this in reverse. You at once you talk to the fabricator, you might ultimately go to the wholesaler that has thousands and thousands of slabs in their warehouses, and you pick out the exact piece of stone, the exact slab that is going to go into your kitchen or bathroom or wherever. But in your case, you are the fabricator, and you also have quite a good supply of slabs on hand, so that kind of saves the customer a little bit of time and money, I imagine, by just picking out the slab that you might have right on hand at Universal Marble and Granite.
Yep, correct. It does. You know, we buy from there's six big suppliers to the trade in the North Charleston area, and we buy from all of them, and all of those slabs that are out here are from those companies, and we just try and keep enough product there that customers can come in and look at anything from a vanity to a shower threshold up to a, you know, entire brand new home, and the majority of the time, 90% of the time, they're able to find something on the lot that they like and not have to go out to, you know, those other people, the AGMs or the Victorias, who are wonderful and have great product. But, you know, if I have it in stock, I'm able to, you know, look at their drawing right then and say, hey, here's your price per foot. And if they use one slab and one inch, that's my problem. You know, whereas if they had to use one slab and one inch to do their project with another, you know, product from AGM or something, they'd have to buy two slabs. So the vast majority of the time, it works out more economical for the customer to find something I have in stock here.
Gotcha. And that's kind of the challenge sometimes with a wholesaler is, as you the wholesalers have got their slabs organized in different ways, and one of them is by price point, but they cannot give you an exact price because where that stone is going to be installed is unique to your house, and so the fabricator is the one that has to go out to your house and measure and ultimately determine the cost to cut the stone and install it and so forth. So at that point you can, you know, find out what the slab is going to cost the customer, but the wholesalers are able to kind of steer you away from maybe some of the more exotic stones that they have different codes, like do they do stars or some?
Yeah, some will do stars, some will do numbers. You know, it's a one star, it's a five star, etc. Yeah.
Right, and so that's always a little bit frustrating is to know what it is that you're not really sure what you're buying until you talk to the fabricator, which is where Universal Marble and Granite comes in. So.
Correct. they can come in here and save a lot of time and a lot of effort and see some beautiful products. And, you know, half an hour later from coming in, they've walked around, found something they like, and they have a price. They have an idea what it would cost them to do that.
Right, right. And we got off track a little bit, but I wanted to focus in on the mitering that you're talking about at Universal Marble and Granite. What is it? I know what a miter cut is. It's like a 45 degree angle cut, but what, as it relates to stone, in the world of stone, what is a miter cut and what's the ultimate, benefit for a homeowner?
So a couple of things we're doing now, we're doing a huge project. I think you and I talked about this last time we were on the air, 729 square feet of countertops in one house in Sullivan's Island. And there's going to be six miters and six waterfall edges, and I'll explain that in a minute, and 31 miters in this. So the waterfall, basically what we're going to do on their island and an island in the prep kitchen in the keeping room, we're going to be able to take this gorgeous marble and quartz they picked out and be able to match the veining. We 45 that. We use special Integra color matched epoxy, special miter clamps, and put it together. it literally looks like the veining has wrapped around the side of the stone. Just a very, very interesting feature. And then the mitering, we're doing a lot of mitered countertops. So we may go anywhere from 2.5 to a 3 or 4 inch. And basically doing the same thing as you are with a waterfall. You're 45 degree cut the top, the side, you match all the veining, you're only losing about an eighth of an inch as you put that together, a saw blade, and then use special Integra color matched epoxy and clamps to put it together. And it just gives a very nice design look to it. So you walked in and it looks like you have literally 3 inches of marble on a countertop.
That's really cool. And do you end up using, if you to get that 3.5 inch solid stone look, how many slabs do you use with something like that to place on top of each other?
Well, it depends. It depends how big the project is. I'm working on an island now for a customer that it's Borghini silver, absolutely beautiful. It's 19 inches long by 63 inches. That's the total length of the slab, 63 wide. We're cutting about 8 inches off the length of it. We're going to waterfall both edges, match all the veining, and then we're going to do a 3-inch return. So even as you come off the waterfall, it's going to come out 3 inches, look like it's 3 inches thick, and then a 15-inch return where all of your bar stools and things will go, and then it's going to have a 3-inch front lip across it, and the same thing on the other side. So it's going to be quite a project. That's probably going to take 4 or 5 slabs just to put that one island together to get all the veining to match, etc.
Wow, that is very, very interesting. And you folks have become very well known. Universal Marble and Granite has become very well known for those waterfall edges and the very detailed mitered cuts that you folks do, right?
We have, and we do a lot of them. We just finished a job about 6 weeks ago on Lounge Street downtown, and there were 330 square feet of product in an older home down there, and everything was mitered anywhere from 2.5 to 3 inch. Every vanity, powder room, laundry, just absolutely beautiful. Turned out wonderful.
And one of the first things that you did at Universal Marble and Granite when you bought the business a few years ago, you upgraded the equipment. Didn't you buy a new CNC machine?
We did, yeah. We bought a new 21-foot bridge saw. Yep, yes, we did.
And ultimately, how does that benefit the customer?
Well, the precision of it is what benefits the customer. We're able to get extremely accurate cuts. It's just a great performance machine to be able to help provide high quality product to our customers.
I bet your employees really appreciate having a nice new piece of equipment to work on too, right?
They do. Yeah, they do. So we're constantly, like any other business, constantly upgrading all of the, you know, the tools and the accessories and, you know, things that the guys need to make things work. You know, in the last week we bought, I think, 20 more mitering clamps just so we can keep mitering and moving product around. A couple more, you know, workstations. We got another additional seam setter for automatically, you know, putting these huge islands we're getting involved in, you know, to be able to suction cups grab it and you're able to lift it and get it, you know, within a 64th of an inch, you know, right exactly pulled together, and it clamps it together so it's really tight and, you know, makes that seam more invisible than it would be if you were trying to push it together yourself. So, yeah, we keep investing in whatever we need to be able to make the highest quality product that we can.
Yeah, and, you know, you mentioned a project down on Lounge Street in the historic district downtown. I would guess that it, you know, in that project, they probably had some walls that maybe were not perfectly square, and even in new construction, sometimes the walls are not plumb. So that requires in the template process to kind of compensate for some of those imperfections where you're in the walls where you're installing the stone, right?
It does, and we finished one. In fact, we finished one last Friday. Another home on Lowndes, right down the street from the other one, and beautiful builder's home. The most expensive product I'd ever put in. Two slabs of material were $25,700. Calcutta gold premium marble. Absolutely beautiful. And we waterfalled the island with 2.5-inch edge, and then we put a full riser behind the stove, and then put a 3-inch shelf, marble shelf, coming out of the center of it, and then put the additional riser above that and matched all the veining. It just turned out magnificent. And then we were able to go back and protect that very, very expensive product. So one thing that I was unable to mention before, we just became one of, I think there's only two Stone Tech dealers in the Charleston area now. And as of last week, we're a certified Stone Tech ceiling dealer. So Stone Tech was originally developed by DuPont many years ago, and it's the best sealer that you can get. It's a three-step process, and we do a lot of it, you know, on all the dolomites and the marble products that we put out there. So we're very pleased to be a vendor of theirs now, and it's something that's going to help our customers in the long run also.
Cool. That Calcutta gold that you just mentioned, would that be considered an exotic stone?
Yeah, it's very exotic. Yeah, it was $190 per square foot.
Ooh, okay. $190 a square foot, and that, as opposed to more, if you maybe were looking to install some stone in an apartment or someplace that is maybe not your, you know, your kitchen or something like that. Sure. You can get you got budget
minded. $10 a square foot. You
know? Exactly. Yeah. So there's a price point for every customer out there, and it doesn't hurt to mention this. You know, I remember 15 years ago looking at real estate ads, and even today you see that where they will specifically mention granite countertops as one of the features of a house for sale. And it used to be, people used to think that was only, you know, granite was only for rich people, but it's the prices have come down so much. It's really for everybody.
It is. And, you know, countertops are still one of the best investments you can make. We've got a realtor that sends somebody in here every 6 to 8 weeks, and her line is go to Universal and get a $3,000 countertop, and we're going to list your house for $10,000 more. Where do you get that kind of return on investment in any other product?
Yeah, that's cool. That's great. Well, how can folks get more information about Universal Marble and Granite?
So they can give us a call at 843-767-7779. They can go online and look at Universal, M as in Mary, Granite, .com. They can send us an email at greg@universalmgranite.net, or they can come by and visit us at 7265 Peppermill Parkway, North Charleston.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Greg Hoffman with Universal Marble and Granite. Thanks so much, Greg.
You're welcome. Thanks, Tim. Bye.
And joining us on the phone right now is Seth Newman with Port City Elevators. How you doing, Seth?
Good. How about yourself?
Good. Seth, take a moment. Tell everybody about Port City Elevators.
We are a local provider of residential elevators and home accessibility equipment. We install elevators in new houses, in houses that have an elevator shaft that were, you know, maybe built 10 years ago. And just really have an accessibility solution for a lot of different issues that could be arising.
Gotcha. And, you know, we're going to focus on elevators that, specifically, and if we have time, we'll ask you about if some of the other lift solutions that Port City Elevators can provide besides elevators. How about that?
That sounds good.
Okay. So, Seth, when it comes to somebody who is building a house or is maybe they would like to retrofit an elevator into an existing home. Can you talk about that?
Yeah. You know, if you're building a house, especially in the design phase, it would be good to reach out to us to, talk about the size of the elevator shaft, just to make sure that it's functional for what your needs are. Now and potentially in the future. And that either we can work with your architect or designer to make sure that they've got the information that they need to provide that elevator shaft. If you're retrofitting one, we can come out and, you know, diagnose the space that you have available right now for an elevator shaft.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good deal. And I interviewed Ryan Butler with Shelter Custom Built Living, one of the top builders here in Charleston last week, and he was telling me that when it comes to whenever he is building an elevated house for a homeowner, there's always a discussion about adding an elevator, having an elevator when added during construction. And at the very least, putting in a elevator shaft that can double as a closet or something like that for an elevator to be added later. Is that talk about that as an option?
Yeah, absolutely. I think in today's time when people are trying to stay in their houses more, I think that's a great idea. It could save you thousands of dollars in the future if you decide to put in the elevator later on down. But I think it's also a good marketing tool if you ever try to sell the house. Mm-hmm. Having it elevator ready really just opens the house up to a much bigger market for you.
Gotcha. And when it comes to planning for an elevator, what are some of the things that a homeowner should take into consideration whether it's new construction or a retrofit?
I think in planning, a good easy number, kind of off the hip, would be a space 5 feet wide by 5 feet deep.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a good off the hip number for the space required for an elevator. And then also putting in a pit or a recess on the bottom floor can also help save a lot of money in the future.
Mm-hmm.
I think those two things are probably the most important.
Mm-hmm. I was looking at your website, portcityelevator.com, and you got a great gallery of photos of some of your projects, and one of the things that I noticed was how homeowners are personalizing the cab of the elevator itself, the thing you ride in, and it's not just a generic space. It seems like people are really putting some time and effort into wanting to make that elevator the best looking it as it possibly can be.
Yeah, excuse me. Yeah, absolutely. It seems like lately homeowners have really made that an extension of the house. We've seen everything from murals inside the cab. We've seen shiplap. Wallpaper seems to be making a comeback. And then just kind of running the same trim package into the elevator cab as what they have in the house.
Hmm. Interesting. Yeah, I remember we did a story a long time ago about somebody who had personalized her elevator cab with a motif of Alice in Wonderland. And It was very, very interesting. So it's kind of to each its own, his own. They, you know, as far as whether they want to really dress up an elevator cab or just kind of give it a basic utilitarian look.
Absolutely, it could be as simple or as elaborate as really the imagination will allow.
You know, for someone who has never done any research on elevators, they're going to be surprised when you tell them when you give our listeners an approximate cost of what it costs to have an elevator installed if this was like new construction. Can you give kind of some general figures for that?
Yeah, you know, you'd probably be looking somewhere around $20,000. So,
and that's surprisingly
it's not as expensive
low.
That's what everybody thinks.
I agree 100%. It seemed like I remember many, many years ago when I first moved to Charleston in 1990. I had some of my old friends from college came down and we rented a beach house, and the big novelty was it had an elevator. And everybody had to ride in the elevator inside this house. And I just assumed at that time that this was just something for rich people, having an elevator in your home. But it's not, is it?
It's really not. You know, and a lot of times an elevator can be used more as an appliance or treated as an appliance, so to speak, just in the fact that it's there to transport groceries and luggage, things of that nature, more so than actual people, to be honest. It's a very utilitarian tool in the house.
Yeah, and we live in an elevated house ourselves and have an elevator, and my wife uses it all the time for groceries or if there's like a big heavy planter or something that we want to take from the main level and the second floor down to the ground floor, rather than lug that thing down the steps, I mean, you just slide it into the elevator and off you go.
Absolutely.
What about So you mentioned when it comes to planning the elevator shaft that it needs to be kind of that was sort of like the rough openings of a 5-foot by 5-foot space, something like that.
Yeah, and you know that's just an easy number to kind of remember.
And that once the cab is installed and everything's finished out, that would still be big enough for someone to wheel a wheelchair onto inside the cab.
It would be, yes.
Gotcha. Now, talk about when it comes to servicing. You know, once the elevator's installed, there's still some maintenance that's involved with that. What kinds of new technology is available in terms of monitoring the health of the elevator to maybe ward off any mechanical problems that someone might experience?
You know, that's a really good question. Most manufacturers have come out here recently with something called remote monitoring, where I could actually sit in my office and monitor, call it the health of the elevator. So if maybe a door was left open on the top floor, I could log on to our system in my office and note that and be able to tell the homeowner, you know, your door is open on the top floor. Mm-hmm. Just shut that, which would alleviate, you know, a service trip. Or I could diagnose it straight from my office and go to the job with the parts required to fix it there on the spot with one trip. Again, cutting some cost out to the owners. Most manufacturers are going to recommend that your elevator service twice a year. And I think in doing that, just preserves the integrity and the lifespan of that, of the elevator in your investment, really.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And being able to monitor, so that's something, is that a service that the homeowner pays for through Port City Elevator, or is that, how does that work?
The monitoring is a free service, and it could connect to your home Wi-Fi, either through an Ethernet cord or wirelessly. Mm-hmm. And once the elevator is connected to that, I can sit there and monitor it really from anywhere.
So like we have I think it's called a hydraulic elevator. Is that right?
Yes, that is a drive pipe.
Okay, so we've got a hydraulic elevator, and when it goes from the second floor to the third floor, it's starting to make like a real loud noise. And so if we were set up with monitoring with Port City Elevator, we could call you and you would be able to diagnose that it needs more hydraulic fluid, for example.
That's a possibility. Yep.
Good deal. When it comes to, and I just mentioned the hydraulic elevator. Is there the other one called a chain drive? Is that the other option that you can get?
There is a chain. It can be sometimes called an inline drive, where it uses a very energy efficient motor and a system of counterweights to help raise and lower the elevator car.
Hmm. Which do you prefer?
I would prefer the inline drive over the hydraulic, just mm-hmm. for the fact that there's not quite as much maintenance involved with them.
Uh-huh.
I think anything hydraulic, whether it's an elevator or a piece of machinery or anything like that, inherently you'll have seals and gaskets and hoses, valves associated with anything hydraulic. And I think using that counterweighted system, it just alleviates that extra maintenance on the back end of the elevator.
Hmm. Is one of the versions more expensive or less expensive than the other?
The hydraulic system can be a little bit more expensive, but I think that it is definitely more expensive to maintain throughout its lifespan.
Ah, gotcha. That could be a determining factor for a homeowner who, if they're building a house, it doesn't even matter if they're building or you know, retrofitting an elevator in. Nobody likes maintaining their home. They do it because they have to, but the lower maintenance, the better, right?
And they're both good systems, good and reliable. But just me personally, I would rather have something more, not maintenance-free, but require less maintenance.
Gotcha. Now, Seth, what other lift options does Port City Elevator help homeowners with besides elevators?
We also install and service stair lifts that would ride you up the stairs in a little seat. Mm-hmm. We do wheelchair lifts that might come up to a deck or to a landing in a garage. We do dumbwaiters. Really anything to deal with home accessibility, we can help you out with.
Mm-hmm. It seems as though more and more people are opting to try to stay in their home as long as possible rather than, you know, as they age and rather than going into a retirement home or something like that. So the more accessible, you may not be lucky enough to live in a one-story house where you have easy access to all the bedrooms and everything in one story. Most people, you know, may live in a two-story house, and so just being able to stay in your home and be able to traverse the different floors in a home allows you to really extend your comfort level rather than if you have a life-changing event or if as you age and you're not able to climb stairs and things like that, the elevator really is a great solution.
Absolutely. I know people are staying in their houses longer. We've also seen kind of a trend where parents or relatives are moving in to either help with I know we're probably towards the end of virtual learning for schools, but that was somewhat of a trend last year. But you know, parents are also moving in to help their kids with their grandkids or anything like that.
Right, right. Well, it's this is related to a lot of things that revolve around your home. There's going to be a payoff. Like when you sell your home, you're going to be paid back for the money that you initially invest in an elevator. And I've talked to different real estate agents that people might be looking at a couple of different houses in the same neighborhood, and if one has an elevator and one does not, that could be the tips the scales to for that homeowner to or for that buyer to buy that particular house versus the house without the elevator.
Absolutely. We get called by a lot of realtors that are working with clients, and we might make a site visit just to check the validity of adding an elevator. Sometimes the potential home buyers are kind of disappointed in the fact that it would be really hard or really expensive to add an elevator to that particular house. So if it either has the elevator or is ready for the elevator, like I said earlier, it just really opens that house up to a lot larger market.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good investment for sure. Well, how can folks get more information about Port City Elevator?
They could either check us out online at portcityelevator.com or they could give us a call.
All right. And that website, again, is portcityelevator.com. Are you in other markets besides Charleston?
We are. Our corporate headquarters is in Wilmington, North Carolina. And we have a local office there in North Charleston.
Okay, good deal. Well, I think it's good that you folks are big enough to be in other markets, because that it's not like you're a fly by night business or something like that that's going to close up shop. Port City Elevators will be around for a long, long time.
That's correct.
And do you service other elevators that Port City Elevator did not install?
We do. We absolutely do.
All right, good deal. Well, we have been talking with Seth Newman with Port City Elevator. Thanks so much, Seth.
Thank you.
And joining us on the phone right now is Richard Cuevas with Flooring Factory. How you doing, Richard?
I'm well, Tim. How are you?
Doing great, thank you. Richard, take a moment and tell everybody about Flooring Factory.
Well, Flooring Factory is a hard surface, soft surface company located in wonderful Goose Creek, South Carolina. We focus on wood, engineered wood, solid, laminate, luxury vinyl, carpeting, and we also are installers. So not only are you able to get your product from us, but you will also get us to install it as well. And we are proud to say that we have our own very, very talented crew of individuals that have plenty of skills and qualifications to do any job that you need for us to do, including countertops and including cabinetry as well.
Oh, good deal. So Flooring Factory, yeah. The name implies that you folks specialize in flooring, but what other products does Flooring Factory offer the public?
Well, we have great partnerships with a lot of the natural stone for countertops. If you need countertops done, we have incredible partnerships with all of the major cabinetry manufacturers as well. So we're able to bring you not only quality flooring and tiling, but backsplashes and everything that you can imagine to completely redo your home.
Nice. Very nice. Currently, you mentioned that Flooring Factory, your Goose Creek showroom, but Flooring Factory is growing. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Absolutely. We're super excited, Tim, to be able to bring Flooring Factory to the Mount Pleasant market. We are currently in the final stages of our incredibly beautiful showroom, which we are super excited to tell everybody about. It's going to be an 8,000 square foot showroom dedicated to everything you can imagine for home remodeling and home improvement. From, once again, from wood floors to tiles to countertops, cabinetry, backsplashes, including a 400 square foot design center catering to our design partners. There's a lot of designers in Mount Pleasant and in the Charleston area, and we want them to know that they can have a place for their own to come in, meet with their clients, and have a certain sense of exclusivity and privacy. When you're doing designs for a client, as a designer myself, it's important to have partnerships with companies that allow you to have your own space with your clients. It gives you, once again, a sense of exclusivity, and it makes the experience a lot more high-end for our design partners to be able to meet in a very quiet and private location with their clients. So we're super excited for that. The showroom is going to be absolutely phenomenal. When I tell you that there's nothing like this in Mount Pleasant, there's nothing like this in Mount Pleasant. It's going to be absolutely stunning. And we're very, very, very excited to be bringing this new product and this new concept to Mount Pleasant. So people can see what a showroom could look like with Flooring Factory coming into the Mount Pleasant market. It's very exciting for us.
That's great. That's great. I'm looking forward to seeing the new showroom in Mount Pleasant.
Yeah, absolutely.
Flooring Factory, I've always, whenever I've interviewed someone from Flooring Factory, I've always complimented them on their on the name, because it sounds like it's a national franchise or something like that. But Flooring Factory is a local company, and you've like I mentioned, you've got a showroom in Goose Creek, and now you're expanding into Mount Pleasant. But
sure.
Talk about the difference between a local company working with a local company versus maybe one of the national big box stores.
Absolutely. Well, coming from a national big box store myself, going into Flooring Factory, being a local privately owned business, you know, one of those, as you will, mom and pop operations, it was very different for me to go in there and see how they did things. And I was extremely impressed at the success that they've had in the Goose Creek area, enough so they can actually build a location in Mount Pleasant. But to that point, being so established in this community where people come in and say, oh, I had my floors done, or oh, I had my backsplash done with you a couple of years ago, and we're coming back, is a true testament to the way that Flooring Factory really develops a rapport with the community, as well as a rapport with their clients. And the quality of the work speaks for itself. I mean, you don't have people coming back to you to do other business or other jobs if you did a bad job, right? People like to come back to people who've done quality work and feel like they've been treated like a friend. We are fully committed to the Goose Creek community. It is the core of our business, and we will, as long as we can, we will stay in the Goose Creek community to serve all of those loyal clients that we've established throughout the years.
And you folks, Flooring Factory also has a mobile showroom for people who might, prefer you to come to them, right?
Absolutely. So we cater to everybody. So we want to make sure that we're accessible to you, whether you are internet savvy and can go online and pick out your products. If you're able to come into our showroom, that's wonderful. But if you're not, guess what? We'll come to you. We have this beautiful mobile showroom with our logo on it. So it's not like some van that just pops up in front of your place. Everybody in the neighborhood will know who's at the front of your door because of our mobile showroom. So we're able to pack that showroom up with any samples of any products that we offer in the store and bring them to your home, you know, to have that sort of sense of convenience and that extra touch that nobody provides other than Flooring Factory.
Yeah, and I would think the a big advantage there would be the fact that you are able to, that the homeowner is able to see the different products in their own the lighting in their own home that they have, because sometimes in a showroom the lighting is a little bit different than what the lighting might be in your own home.
Absolutely. I mean, that from a design point of view, that is pretty much as hit the nail on the head as you can get. Having the product in your own home, being able to see it in the various forms of lighting, whether it's your artificial lighting at night or your daylight in the daytime, is absolutely one of the most important details to picking out flooring or picking out product, is to be able to see it in your own home. So being able to have that convenience of having our mobile showroom and being able to take a number of different samples to the customer's home is really, really important for us.
Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Flooring Factory?
Well, we are definitely available on the web. We're available at www.flooringfactorysc.com, and you can reach us at 843-790-4354. And you know, check us out on social media, check us out on Twitter, check us out on Instagram, check us out on Facebook as well, and you'll see what's going on with Flooring Factory. I mean, not only do we do flooring, we also are very big in the community. We're currently doing a big initiative that I wanted to talk to you, the viewers, about just very briefly. Mm-hmm. In partnership with the Mount Pleasant Chamber of Commerce, we're putting together these journey bags for the kids that are in and out of the foster care system. We want them to have bags with their own things. We want them to know that if they're going through this stressful, traumatic process, that they have something that they can call their own and their belongings are not relegated to a black trash bag. We want them to know that they're worthy, and we want this experience to be as stress-free as possible. So if you care to donate backpacks, duffel bags with toiletries, please feel free to bring it to 205 St. James Avenue in Goose Creek. Give us a call. We'll be happy to pick up the bags for you as well. We really want our customers and our your listeners to understand that we also not only provide flooring, but we also provide for the community as well.
Oh, well, that's a great initiative. Glad to hear Flooring Factory is doing such a great thing. Well, we have been talking with Richard Cuevas with Flooring Factory and looking forward to the new Mount Pleasant showroom opening up sometime in May?
Yeah, we're looking at the very beginning of May, so go online and we'll have more information on our website as to when we're opening, but we're going to be open very soon. We can't wait to get into the Mount Pleasant market.
All right. Well, great. Thanks, Richard.
Thank you so much, Tim.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured in today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Tune in again next week.